Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Let me just pull up my screen here. All right. Can we start out with that 16-digit reservation code?
Uh-huh. 2311-0501-0012-5340.
5340. All right, let's see what we got here. Is this Michael?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what's the company name there, Michael?
My company name?
Yeah.
Lawnmower Man.
I'm sorry, what?
Lawnmower Man.
I can't hear you. I'm having a kind of a bad connection.
Lawnmower Man.
Lawnmower Man. All right. You sell lawnmowers, or you do repairs or something?
Actually, I'm out of the business. I'm in real estate now. I did it for like 17 years. I might change it later.
Yeah. So, what's the phone number you're calling from here? Didn't pop up on me.
720-480-9136.
9136. All right.
Uh-huh.
Is that your cell phone? Sounds like you're driving. All right.
Yeah.
All righty. And is this address here we got on file? I just got to confirm some information here. We have 686 South Wheeling Street, Aurora, Colorado, 80012. Is that was that your old business?
No, that's my business. Did you have another address?
No, that's just the one that we have there for you. Was that the Lawnmower Man business?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I live. I work out of my home.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. And how long you been in business? You said 17 years?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, now more like 22 years.
Wow. That's great. Okay. And is this a LLC, or how you got it structured?
LLC, yeah.
Okay. And what's a good email I can reach out?
MJ, same last name. You want me to spell it?
Is it BIRLEFFI?
Uh-huh.
All right.
55.
Mm-hmm.
55 at Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. All righty. And do you have a website for the business?
No, not yet. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have a bunch of different programs. Kind of let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
Okay.
So what are you looking to do here, Mike?
Oh. So, yeah. Well, I'm doing more real estate now, so real estate, I do fix and flip. Going and fix them and then sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why I need capital.
Okay. So do you have like a specific project in mind for the capital, like a flip project?
Would you have to know each one specifically? Because I do a lot of them.
Okay. Not necessarily. I'm just kind of trying to figure out what you're looking to do.
Because I use different sources of income. And then, I've got money from people, and like 10%, $10,000 or something, pay it back in 6 months. Different things like that.
Okay. So maybe walk me through your process. Like, how many flips a year are you doing?
I try to do five at least, 5 to 15. It just depends how, like Colorado is real lucrative right now. It's real good market. You're in Florida, right?
We're in San Diego, so that's a real good market too.
Oh, San Diego. Yeah, San
It's
Diego is really
expensive.
expensive. Well, Colorado's getting expensive though too.
Yeah.
I mean, we got one bedroom downtown for $1,800 rent.
For what?
Or
1800?
yeah. Well, you even have a yeah. Yours are probably that same. Well, about the same though.
For renting, you mean $1800?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably about what ours are, at least that much downtown. Yeah, it's crazy.
You pay a
But
little bit more for downtown.
so what's your typical flip look like? What are you purchasing for? What are you
Well, it doesn't really matter the purchase price, but I purchase at different prices. Sometimes I'll purchase at 200, 300, or 400 thousand, but then I'll the higher you purchase, the higher profit. Because I just go in and put like 10, 15, 20 thousand, whatever I need to, and then turn it over pretty fast.
Okay. Can you usually get them like done in what, 30 or 60 days?
60 days, sometimes 30. It depends
Okay.
if I do a note or something. Sometimes I just hold a note or something, and then. But it just, just sometimes 30 would be fast, but it's 30, 60 would be, most average. 90, a little bit long.
Okay. How long have you been doing this business, the flipping?
About a year.
About a year, okay. 1 year. And I'm assuming that's under a different structure than the lawnmower man business. Is that right?
I still title it under that, but I, of course, it's a different structure. Yeah.
Okay, but is it under the same tax? Excuse me, the same taxes and everything?
Yeah, I, you know, yeah, I still do. I kept my, I write off my losses and expenses to fund. I have a tax lady that I've had for like 8 years.
Okay, but she does the flipping business taxes under the lawnmower man entity. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so then also, are you still also running like a lawnmower business too, or is it just primarily the flipping?
I do some landscaping, but I don't really, it's not really. I don't really do that anymore. I mean, I can change the name. It's no big deal.
It doesn't matter about the name. I'm just kind of trying to figure out your day to day and how everything works over there. So it was landscaping, and then you just switch over to flipping, but you're doing it all under the same bank statements and same entity. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, cool. So, are you looking for, I guess, capital for the purchase of the houses, or just for the repairs, or what are you kind of looking to do?
So kind of, yeah, kind of to help me, like, to get in, capital to get, so yeah, purchase, because, yeah.
Okay. So you're saying that you're buying the houses for like 200 to 400,000. Is that kind of the amount that you're looking for? Is like a full purchase amount like that, or are you looking for maybe a down
Yeah, but
payment or
no, see, I wouldn't have to borrow that much. I would have to only borrow like the down payment, and then once I do the repairs, then I would sell it for more. So I don't
okay.
need that. I'd only need like, it says on this thing 250,000. I mean, that'd be nice, but then that's still got to be paid back. But I wouldn't be borrowing that much. I'm sure you wouldn't approve me for that much anyway.
Yeah, we don't really do like real estate loans necessarily, like secured by real estate. So this would be unsecured capital.
Unsecured, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Which but then that way too, you could, it is a higher rate because it's not secured by the real estate, right? So it's a riskier investment on our part.
Right. So I would think of
it. It definitely depends on how you look on paper. How much did you guys do in gross annual sales last year?
Like 100,000.
How much?
100,000.
100,000? Was that like net profit or would that be actually gross sales?
That'd be gross sales.
Okay.
So what do you have to hit the credit score?
Well, we lend to people with A through D credit. This kind of a loan would be a cash flow based loan, so it's primarily based on your sales, which we can usually get you about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales.
Okay.
So if it was 100,000 last year, we'd probably only be able to get you about 10 to 15 thousand. So
unsecured, okay.
Right? So I don't know if that would be helpful for you for like down payments or for repair costs and things like that.
Every little bit helps, but so you don't know the interest until you check on paper. That's what you said.
Yeah, the only thing that we would need is a one-page application, 6 months bank statements, and then last year's tax return. We'd be able to get you like solid numbers about how much we could get you and, you know, what the cost of funds would be for that. But without seeing that paperwork, it's real hard to guess because, like I said, we do lend to A through D customers, so we get A through D pricing.
So A through D, you mean, what does that mean, A through D? Is that?
Well, it takes a lot of things into consideration, right, because it's a risk-based lending. So
it's going to
take your cash flow into consideration, how much time you've been in business, your credit score, things like that. It just compiles
my
all
credit score. My credit score is not real high, 680.
680. Not bad, though. That's about average, I'd say. I think they say 690 is average, but that's not bad.
Do you check the credit report, though?
We do, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we just have to make sure there's no open bankruptcies or anything like that would prevent us from being able to lend to a customer.
Oh, so you can't loan to open bankruptcies?
No. Do you have an open bankruptcy?
Yeah, I do. Till the first part of next year.
And it's currently open right now? It's not finished up with?
Yeah, it's open. It doesn't close till the first part of next year.
Okay. Yeah, we can't.
You can't help me.
I don't think so.
I want payments on time. I do have. Well, yeah, I do have. I have other accesses, but okay.
let me check on that and see if there's a way around it. I know sometimes we can get around the, like, big tax liens and things like that. There's payment plans, but let me check on that real quick. Hold on a second.
Okay. Maybe not.
Are you still there?
Uh-huh.
Hey. All right, so I checked with underwriting. We do have some programs that are available. It definitely limits you to what you're going to get approved for. But we do have some programs available for people with open bankruptcies if you wanted to try it out, see what we can do.
So you're talking $5,000 I might get to hit my credit report?
What did you say?
So you're talking maybe $5,000 to hit my credit report? I can only get like $5,000? Because you said $10,000 before.
Yeah, it's like $10,000 to $15,000. I don't know what you would get approved for without obviously seeing the paperwork on it and everything. You have a pretty high credit score for being in the middle of bankruptcy.
It was up there. I do have one credit card that some reason they didn't. I have like an $8,000 limit on it. I'm former military, so mm-hmm. I have a credit card that some reason they didn't. So I still have like a $7,000 credit on it, but you know you got to purchase, so it's no good to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's with purchase, and that would help. I did try to buy I bought one of those credit cards. You know you got to pay into them, that helps your credit, but you know, whatever.
One of those secured credit cards or whatever.
Yeah, but you got to pay $150 and then.
And then you could borrow $150. It's like you're borrowing your own money. Is that the kind? those help for rebuilding, but they don't really help in your situation and what you're trying to do for flipping anyways.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we might be able to get you, $10,000 or something for repair costs and down payment. I'm not sure if that helps you out at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $10,000 would help, but I might try to get. I don't know. I'll see what I can do, and then just keep you guys' number. You can keep mine too. Maybe I have to just wait for a year or so.
Yeah. Programs that you're going to be able to get are going to be a bit few and far between. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but most people can't lend to people if they're currently in a bankruptcy. So. Might be your best option or one of your few options other than like maybe private money or, the bank of mom. But, yeah.
Yeah, private money is probably a good choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, did you want me to send you over a quick rundown of our programs? At least you could have our information on file if something changes or if you decide to see what we can do for you.
I probably won't use it for a year. You'll probably send me something before then anyway.
Okay.
Because you have my name in your database.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you didn't want to try for that $10,000 or?
No, I'll probably just go with a private lender.
Okay.
If I can. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, keep us in mind if that doesn't work out or if you need additional funding in the future.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.